soon. It's V-Day, they're calling it. The vaccine is here and the rollout has begun. They reckon all Aussies who want it will be vaccinated by October. Professor Mary Louise McClaws from the University of New South Wales is an epidemiologist whose expertise is in infection prevention and control, which means there is no one better to talk to me right now. And she joins me. Mary Louise, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Now, what will this vaccine, and there are two of them, aren't there, Pfizer and AstraZeneca, what will they mean for our society?
Oh, it's a great day for vaccines, and what it will mean is you'll see much less death. We've lost 909 people, sadly, so we will see very, very, very little mortality associated with this nasty disease. We'll see very few people and needing to go to hospital. And why I'm not saying none is because both vaccines are very good, but of course the Pfizer has 95% efficacy. Yes. In other words, 5% won't ever elicit that immune response needed to be protected. And the AstraZeneca, well, the court's still out on exactly what that efficacy will be. It could be as high as, you know, 80-odd percent or as low as 60-odd.
Yes.
Because it depends which country you're looking at. But let's say it's 82%. You know, there'll be 18% who will be vaccinated who won't be protected. But hopefully they'll be ring-fenced by the rest of us.
Gotcha.
That do get an immune response. So it'll be very little deaths and also little admission into hospital in intensive care. And then the great risk, of course, of having a condition called long COVID that can stay with you for months.
And there are two aspects, aren't there? There's the epidemiological aspect of getting sick, but there's also the freedom and the disruption to our society. So how many people as a percentage of the Australian population will need to take it for us to kind of unlock our freedom, do you think? Is there a percentage that need it?
I've estimated a percentage, and let's say that the AstraZeneca has a very high level of efficacy, and there's about 40% who are taking Pfizer and about 60% with AstraZeneca. We will need at least 75% of the population to be vaccinated to then ring fence those that can't or won't be vaccinated so that we can then not have borders going up, etc. So I would ask all your listeners to please, when it's your turn, have the vaccine so that we can then get back to a fairly normal life.
Yes, yes. So we just did a, and this is just, well, it's basically anecdotal really, isn't it? But we did a kind of a flash poll, and 50% of people said that they would take it and 50% said they wouldn't. And you do hear a lot of, frankly, uneducated opinions on the vaccine. Now, is this vaccine any more dangerous than any other vaccine that you would likely take through your life?
Gosh, no. Look, there's over about 70 million people around the world that have been vaccinated. That's huge. The optics of this is sadly makes people think it's unsafe, and that's because it's got to market so fast. However, I just remind them, while it can take up to 15 years or a decade even to get a vaccine to market, it's because you can't get all the right number of right age, right gender volunteers to trial a vaccine. Unlike a global pandemic, people are rushing to be volunteers. And so you've got tens of thousands of volunteers.
Yes.
And that means that you can then decide much more rapidly that this is a very safe vaccine and it works for at certain outcomes that they've looked at.
Okay, Professor Mary Louise McClaws, you have sold it for me. I will definitely get it. We need 75% of people to get it by October, and then maybe we can get back to a life without social distancing and wearing masks and border closures and all the rest that's disrupted our normality over the past 12 months. Thank you so much for joining me. It's been very educational, and you've allayed some fears along the way as well about the vaccine. I think everybody should get it. Thank you.
Any time. Take care.